Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, at the conclusion of its latest two-day meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee's announcement included the boilerplate first paragraph that stated, quote, "The Federal Reserve is committed to using its full range of tools to support the U.S. economy in this challenging time, thereby promoting its maximum employment and price stability goals," unquote. Unfortunately, the following verbiage in the announcement was close to the nearly identical language in the June meeting announcement, both of which sabotaged the Fed's claimed goals of maximum employment and price stability. For instance, if you want price stability, how can you achieve that if the Fed explicitly states, quote, "The committee will aim to achieve inflation moderately above 2% for some time so that inflation averages 2% over time," unquote. Even worse, how can the Fed then claim it seeks consumer prices rising only moderately above 2% when all five monthly price indicators show consumer prices rising double, almost triple, to over eight times that figure? The key sentence in the Fed's announcement last week is the last one in the second paragraph, which stated, quote, "Overall financial conditions remain accommodative, in part reflecting policy measures to support the economy and flow of credit to U.S. households and businesses," unquote. That sentence is a flat-out lie. What the Fed is really doing is allowing the American people to suffer the loss in purchasing power of their U.S. dollars, while it explicitly supports large banks that are only minimally supporting the flow of credit to U.S. households and businesses. Instead, these banks are mostly using the Fed's bailouts and subsidies to prop up banks buying U.S. Treasury debt to earn that interest instead of passing the cash flow on to households and businesses. If you want to know just how much large banks are beholden to the U.S. government and Federal Reserve instead of American households and businesses, be sure to come back Friday when I describe the details of another Federal Reserve news release last Wednesday that establishes two indefinite repurchase agreement facilities that will prop up large American and foreign banks instead of the American people. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.